The headquarters of the Delaney Farm near Fremont in eastern Nebraska is an office inside a steel machine shed. It's where they made plans to grow the farm as crop prices surged several years ago. At one point, they farmed 2,500 acres, more than most farms around. But it's also the place where Tom Delaney says his family's farm went into a financial tailspin. That happened about 2 years ago in a meeting with their bank, Farm Credit Services.
Right here in this office, two of their lenders came out, basically said, well, we're not going to back you up anymore, and you need to sell out.
Grain prices are so low that it's hard for some corn farmers in Nebraska and wheat farmers in Colorado to turn a profit. Delaney says they tried cutting costs, but couldn't convince the bank they could pay back their nearly $2 million debt.
What went through my mind? The end of the world. You know, I mean, we don't know what the outcome of tomorrow is going to be. We don't know whether we're going to be here a month from now.
The majority of farms in the U.S. are not in as much financial trouble as the Delaneys. Farms that own their land are typically getting by. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that around 12% of crop farms are highly leveraged, meaning their level of debt makes them vulnerable as banks tighten their credit. Those could be new farms with few assets or farms that grew too fast, like the Delaneys. For those farms that lose bank credit, every day is a crisis. Jody Delaney, Tom's daughter-in-law, says they're constantly trying to fight off foreclosure to save the farm and the family.
There's days that my husband and I talked about divorce because we're fighting because of the stress. We're all fighting for the same cause, to save the family farm, save the family business.
Michelle Saul is director of the Nebraska Rural Response Hotline, which gives farmers financial and legal advice. States like Iowa and Kansas have hotlines, too. Saul says she warns farmers that after one bank says no, it's not so easy as going to the next Main Street bank.
You know, most of these banks have been bought out by larger banks, and so they just have a guideline, and that's your guideline, and that's it.
The Federal Farm Service Agency can help producers secure credit by guaranteeing bank loans, but it tops out at $1.4 million. Financial analyst Tina Barrett of Nebraska Farm Business says that money doesn't go as far as it used to, especially when her clients average $1 million in debt. She says the big loans are leaving farmers with fewer options.
So it might be time to look at liquidating some assets, pulling that debt down, something like that that might help structure things in a better way so that you are more marketable to different banks.
The Delaneys say that's what they've done. They're down from 2,500 acres to about 500. They also switched to growing non-GMO crops and started raising Berkshire breed hogs for a company that sells pork to Whole Foods. They still face foreclosure, but they're back to earning a profit. Pink and red pigs root around the dirt and slam the flaps on their feeder bins. The Delaneys hope to sell around 2,000 pigs each year. Jody says it was her husband Tim's idea. Her father-in-law was not on board.
But now, I don't think he'd change it for the world. He's with these hogs every day, sometimes 5-6 times a day. And I mean, he's down here checking on them, make sure they got food, water, heat.
That's what it takes to pay the bills. That's what we're going to do.
They say this is their chance to save the family farm, if they can find a bank that feels the same way. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plain Safaris in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.